Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a new AGI test that's causing a stir in the AI world. It's called ARC-AGI-2, and it's proving to be quite the challenge.
Oh, I've heard whispers about this. It's from the Arc Price Foundation, right? The one co-founded by Francois Chollet? What makes it so different from other AI tests?
Exactly. It seems current leading AI models are struggling with it. Think reasoning models like OpenAI's O1 Pro and DeepSeek's R1, scoring a mere 1% to 1.3%. Even powerhouses like GPT-4.5, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, and Gemini 2.0 Flash are hovering around 1% accuracy. It's a real humbling experience for these digital brains, huh?
Wow, those are not great scores. So what kind of test is it? What are these AI models actually trying to do?
It's all about visual pattern recognition. Imagine puzzle-like problems with grids of different colored squares. The AI has to decipher the patterns and generate the correct answer grid. The twist is that these problems are designed to be completely new, forcing the AI to adapt and think on its feet, so to speak.
Sounds tricky. So how do humans fare against this ARC-AGI-2? Are we still champions?
Well, let's just say we're holding our own for now. Over 400 people took the test, and the average score was around 60%. Definitely a significant gap between human and AI performance at this point.
That's reassuring, at least. But I'm curious, how is this ARC-AGI-2 different from its predecessor, ARC-AGI-1?
Chollet made a good point on X about this. He argues this version is a far better measure of true AI intelligence. ARC-AGI-1 had a flaw. AI could use brute force computation to crack the code. ARC-AGI-2 tackles this with an efficiency metric. Now, it's not just about getting the right answer. It's about how efficiently you get there.
Ah, so it levels the playing field, so to speak, makes it less about raw processing power and more about genuine understanding. But what about the efficiency aspect? How is that measured?
Great question. I see. Well, one of the founders, Greg Cameron, highlighted that intelligence isn't just about solving problems or achieving high scores. It's also about how efficiently those capabilities are acquired and used.
Got it. So brute forcing a solution isn't an option anymore. But how does ARC-AGI-2 prevent that? Does it have some sort of time limit?
It's more about the computational cost. They've introduced a cost per task metric. For the new ARC Prize 2025 contest, the goal is to achieve 85% accuracy while spending a maximum of just 42 cents per task. Remember OpenAI's O3, which conquered ARC-AGI-1. Well, its low-cost version, while impressive on the first test, only managed 4% on ARC-AGI-2, even with $200 of computing power per task. Quite the turnaround.
Wow, that puts it in perspective. Sounds like this new benchmark is exactly what the AI field needs. Especially now with everyone talking about AGI, it's crucial to have tests that actually measure those key abilities. This ARC-AGI-2 sounds like a real game changer.
I completely agree. This new test and the associated competition could really drive innovation in the field. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating exploration of ARC-AGI-2. Goodbye.
Goodbye.